Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Yea, saith God, O man, how long will you increase my anger? How long will you cause me to be upset with you?
The day of the Lord is upon us. The day of the Lord is not coming, friend. It's upon us.
But I want you to know this ministry here that's coming to you is different. Much different. So listen carefully to the things that God has to say through it.
Amen. For your ways are not my ways, saith God. For my ways are higher than any man's.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Brother Johnson, we recently talked about the silence in heaven as talked about in Revelation 8:1. And when he opened the seventh seal, there followed a silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. Brother Johnson, the prophecies you have already received are being fulfilled. Will God soon become silent? Remember, my friends, Jesus is speaking about the narrow gate. Matthew 7:13-14. Enter ye at the strait gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because strait is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Well, if you haven't found that narrow gate, it's time. Take the blinders off your eyes, my friends, and let your heart be open, because Jesus is coming. I pray you are gathering in through the narrow gate, because going through that wide, easy one isn't going to be pretty, even though it is enticing you. Don't listen. It's the devil calling you through. The silence isn't going to last very long. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready. Jesus is coming very soon. Well, my dear friends, it sure sounded like Sister Sharon was hearing from God on that one, didn't it? Praise the Lord. As we expose the false tonight, are you ready to hear about the truth on the Prophecy Power Half Hour, getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead? Tonight's quick verse, Micah chapter 4, verse 1. But in the last days it shall come to pass that the mountains of the house of the Lord shall be established in the top of the mountains, and it shall be exalted above the hills, and people shall flow unto it. Hallelujah, amen. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. This true truth God-ordained program is spiritual, and as much I need your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what the amount, they all add up to keep Signs on the Air. That is, if you want to help keep Signs on the Air. Wednesday nights are safe right now, but after January that could change. And that is why I will look forward to finding your love gift in Post Office Box 122 this week. Now for another Last Days End Times quick Bible study from the original King James Bible, not version, Bible. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 2-4. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. Watchman comment. This is my calling, to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. My dear listening friends, that time, that day, that hour is here right now today. And that is the true truth of which you should not doubt. Just look around you, read a newspaper, watch TV. You will see everything being said that caters to itching ears. Why else would they believe Nobama? That's N Obama. Nobama. But that is the world. Now, what about the church? Are you not seeing and hearing the false church providing not only what those so-called Christians want to hear and see? My. That is exactly what the great cathedrals, the pretty stained glass windows, the banquets, the preaching, all catering to the itching ears, sometimes referred to as making the flesh feel good. But wait, there may just be something else, something even more important to itching ears and fleshly desires. Now just what might that be, you may be thinking. Okay, I will tell you. It is those new Bible translations that have changed Almighty God's holy word into lies. Yes, I said lies. for these new itching ears fleshly translations are no longer God's holy word. Psalms chapter 40, verse 4. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Yes, my friends, I know this is a hot issue, but somebody must tell you the truth, and it looks like I'm elected. And if you agree, will you pray about sending support to keep Signs on the Air? Because those who disagree won't do that. I may lose some support with this one, so get ready, the day of the Lord is at hand. I'll be looking for your letter to me in Post Office Box 122 this week. Get right with God while you still can. Amen. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:9.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
And the word of the Lord shall come to the peoples of the earth, saith God. For there are many, saith God, who are not prepared to meet me in the air. And you shall not meet me, saith God, because you are not prepared. Prepare ye yourselves, saith God, for it is coming, and coming soon and fast now, the time that you must be prepared. For the time upon the earth is strenuous now, and it will become more strenuous as the days progress. You must stand on solid ground. The ground that is the rock, the ground that has been prepared for my church to stand on right into eternity, saith the Lord.
I say unto you, watch the signs. Verify them by my word. See, know, and understand. Let your heart come alive with my word. Let the signs that are taking place throughout all the earth declare unto you the time and the hour.
My, let's be prepared to meet the Lord in the air. As we watch the signs and we search the end times prophecy news behind the news on tonight's Signs of the Times program. A supporter with the initials GV from Virginia and James from Quebec, Canada, have in the Spirit of the Lord sent a WOW Walk on Water love gift to sponsor tonight's program. Father, I pray, Lord, you will bless tonight's sponsors and also bless all those who help keep every one of your Signs programs on the air. And also, Lord, I pray you will bless all those listening to this program tonight. Lord, please touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. And my dear friends, if I miss putting your name on the air or your initials, please forgive a very busy brother. I'm not a very good secretary, and I don't keep records of who gave and who didn't. God bless you. Please stay tuned for a devotional at the end of this program that will help keep you informed, titled Established in Truth, a Hebrew Study. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my Spirit-filled and Spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Severe strain of flu reaches epidemic proportions in New York City. The flu is currently at epidemic levels across 5 boroughs. New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Thomas Farley has announced. To protect against contracting the flu, Farley urged people to wash their hands and cover their mouths when they cough. And he said the flu shot can still help protect them from getting sick. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg got a flu shot in October, but still got the flu last month. Watchman comment, They started giving flu shots earlier this year, and lo and behold, the flu season started earlier. Coincidence? The New York City mayor got the shot and still got the flu? Just what is in that dangerous flu shot anyway? Continuing. Obama, to follow in footsteps of Hitler, Stalin, with executive order disarmament of the American people. It's official. USA President Obama is going to march America down the dark halls of history by following in the footsteps of Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, and all the other gun-grabbing madmen who have exploited fear to achieve the total concentration of power in the hands of a dictatorial government. America is headed into civil war. It is reported that Vice President Joe Obama Biden has said that disarming the American people and setting them up for government genocide is acting responsibly. My. Has America's government gone totally mad? Continuing. Obama chooses Cuban African gay man as inaugural poet. The Obama says, I'm honored that Richard Blanco will join me and Vice President Biden at our second inaugural, the Obama said in a release statement. Blanco lives in the U.S. in Maine. Watchman comment, this is perverse and an abomination. This homosex honoring is sickening. Will we ever get rid of the Obama? My. Continuing. Good news, maybe. It has become known that hidden deep within the massive 2,800-page bill called Obamacare, there is a Senate amendment protecting the right to keep and bear arms. It seems that in their haste to cram socialized medicine down the throats of the American people, then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Democrat California, and Obama overlooked the Senate Amendment 3276, Section 2716, Part C. According to reports, that amendment says the government cannot use doctors to collect any information relating to the lawful ownership or possession of a firearm or ammunition. The news is calling it a gift to the nation's powerful gun lobby, and according to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat Nevada, that's exactly right. Reid says he added the provision in order to keep the NRA from getting involved in a legislative fight over Obamacare. Watchman comment, my. They're afraid of the NRA, aren't they? Continuing. Egyptian press confirms Washington infiltrated by Islamists. The radical Muslim Brotherhood doesn't just threaten Israel and Mideast peace. According to the Egyptian press, several of its operatives have infiltrated the U.S. government and are influencing policy in America. The Egyptian magazine Rose Al Yusuf has identified at least six Brotherhood-tied agents of influence who have worked into positions inside the Obama administration. The operatives have turned the White House from a position hostile to Islamic groups and organizations in the world to the largest and most important supporter of Muslim Brotherhood, an Egyptian-based jihadist movement that supports Hamas and Al-Qaeda. Four of the infiltrators are Mohammed El-Liberi, a Homeland Security advisor, Rashad Hussein, former White House lawyer and now Obama's special envoy to the Muslim world, Al-Ruf Al-Likhan, former Assistant Homeland Security Secretary for Policy Development and now a distinguished visiting professor of Homeland Security and Counterterrorism at the National Defense University, Imam Mohammed Magid, another Homeland Security advisor who heads the Islamic Society of North America. My. Continuing, a small town chief of police in Pennsylvania who is proposing an ordinance to preserve the Second Amendment and nullify any and all policies or attempts at enforcement from federal, state, or local level that violate the right to keep and bear arms. Members of Wyoming state government are introducing bills to uphold the Second Amendment as well. The Constitution of the United States not only guarantees the right to own guns under the Second Amendment, but it also empowers governments at the state and local level to nullify unjust laws ordained from the federal level. My. Watchman comment. Okay, states, do your jobs. Stop this craziness from happening. Continuing, House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, Republican Wisconsin, asked the White House if it will once again miss the legal deadline for submitting an annual budget to Congress. Under the law, the no-bomber must submit a budget by the first Monday in February, but he has met the deadline only once. The annual budget submission is supposed to start a congressional budgeting process, but that has also broken down. Watchman comment, is there anything about the Obama administration that is not broken or failed? Continuing, is there a mass murder pill? A well-established side effect of antidepressants is suicide. This has become such a well-known fact that in 2007, the FDA voted to update the required black box warning on all prescription antidepressants to include warnings about increased risks of suicidal thinking and behavior, known as suicidality, in young adults ages 18 through 24 during initial treatment. According to the FDA labeling revisions, pooled analysis of short-term placebo-controlled trials of antidepressant drugs showed that these drugs increase the risk of suicidal thinking and behavior. In children, adolescents, and young adults ages 18 through 24 with major depressive disorder, MDD, and other psychiatric disorders, a black box warning is the most serious warning the FDA can place on a prescription medication. Continuing. An ongoing study out of Germany comparing disease rates among vaccinated and unvaccinated children. As disclosed at vaccineinjury.info, vaccinated children are nearly twice as likely as unvaccinated children to develop neurodermatitis. For instance, it is a skin disorder marked by chronic itching and scratching. Similarly, vaccinated children are about 2.5 times as likely, based on current data, to develop a pattern of migraine headaches compared to unvaccinated children. The numbers are even more divergent for asthma, chronic bronchitis, where vaccinated children are about 8 times more likely than unvaccinated children to develop such respiratory problems. Vaccinated children are also far more likely to develop hyperactivity, hay fever, and thyroid disease, with their likelihood 3 times, 4 times, and a shocking 17 times higher, respectively, compared to unvaccinated children. No study of health outcomes of vaccinated people versus unvaccinated has ever been conducted in the U.S. by the CDC or any other agency in the 50 years or more of an accelerating schedule of vaccinations. Now over 50 doses of 14 vaccines given before kindergarten, 26 doses in the first year. My, my, my. They are putting our children at risk, aren't they? Continuing. Northern Chad, Africa. Over 40 children paralyzed by vaccines in one village. My, my, my. Here's some more. There are brave people like Christina England, a UK journalist and author, who alone is reporting about the unspeakable harm that international vaccine programs bring to the children of the world. Christina reports that on December 20, 2012, a vaccination tragedy hit the small village of Guro, located in northern Chad, Africa. Out of 500 children who received the new meningitis vaccine from MenAfriVac, at least 40 of them, between the ages of 7 and 18, have become, oh my, 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 paralyzed. These children also suffered hallucinations and convulsions. Boy, I hope you're believing me when I tell you these things are dangerous. Continuing. Since this report, the true extent of this tragedy is coming to light, as parents of these vaccinated children have reported yet more injuries. At the end of her report, England asked, how can at least 40 children become paralyzed after receiving a vaccine, and no news organizations provide coverage of this disturbing situation? The media has gone completely silent. There appears to be no reports of this incident on any government website. Watchman comment, well, I can tell you why, because it's big bucks. It's very big bucks, and they're not going to tell you about it, so they lose their big bucks. These vaccines are expensive, for one thing, and there are kickbacks like you would not believe. Who knows if they're paying the news not to advertise this problem? Continuing. Flu epidemic strikes millions of Americans already vaccinated against the flu. My, oh my, here's some more. I hope you believe me now. Continuing. The USA is in an official flu pandemic right now, with Boston declaring a public health emergency and hospitals are setting up flu treatment tents as if cities were war zones. The CDC says it's the worst flu pandemic in a decade, but they've said that before and it wasn't true. Continuing, and it's of course urging everybody to get injected with this flu vaccines. My. But here's the dirty little secret the vaccine industry doesn't want you to know. Most people getting the flu right now are the same people who are vaccinated with a flu shot. Surprise! Check with your own friends, family members, or coworkers on this point. Ask the ones who got sick. Did you get a flu shot? See if the answers you get are about two-thirds of those that have already been vaccinated but now have the flu. My. Watchman commenting again, though I've been doing that right along in this report. The flu vaccine authorities in my area are saying this year's vaccine is effective in 60% of recipients. Let me ask you this question. If they say, get a life vaccine, I said L-I-F-E, life vaccine, but then warn 40% of those who get it will die, would you let them give that so-called life vaccine to you? My. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for a devotional being established in truth, a Hebrew study. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. And if you are not a supporter of signs and you are able to send support, just pray and ask God how much support He would have you send and then respond accordingly to God's will. You can remain anonymous, but you don't have to. You can just send a letter with your check and with your address on it. But if you want to remain anonymous, you can leave your return address off and just enclose cash. That leaves you anonymous. But I do not send out letters asking for money because I do it on this program as the Spirit of the Lord has instructed me. Though when I send a letter, I do send a self-addressed stamped envelope in case you want to send it again. That envelope is only for your convenience. If you don't want to send it again, please feel free to use the stamp on one of your bills. If you have prayed and you're ready to write, here is the address. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 1-2-2. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. Abbreviate the state, New York, as N-Y. Zip in the U.S. of A, 13797. I will be looking forward to seeing your letter of support in Post Office Box 122 this week. May you be awesomely blessed for your obedience to our Lord, for His Word says He loves a cheerful giver. Amen and amen. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled, as I said, Being Established in Truth. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9b. If you will not believe, surely you will not be established. Some of you may have wondered about that prophecy you heard at the beginning of the program. Now there is a verse to back up what that prophetic word said. Now, my dear listening friends, we go to our passage. This passage in Isaiah chapter 7, verse 9b, contains a poetic play on words which is lost to any reader except one who understands Hebrew. A word-for-word translation runs something like this. If not, you will believe. Lo tata minu. Surely not, you will be established. Lo te amenu. The three-letter Hebrew word aleph, mem, nun, is the same in both those words. And the Holy Spirit, through the prophet Isaiah, is clearly playing on this root to emphasize his point. The same root letters are also used in the spelling for the familiar word that we know well, amen, which literally means truthfully, though some say amen means so be it. And I have said that many times myself. A study of the root of the Hebrew word for amen reveals numerous related meanings. Lahit amen, to practice or exercise, and laha amen, to believe. And finally, the same root is found in the Hebrew word for faith, emunah. Through the interrelationships of these similarly rooted words, it's not hard to see that real faith is intimately connected to real practice or exercise. In the Bible, James put it best, "Faith without works is dead." True faith is active faith, practicing faith, faith that is exercised, and finally, faith that is truthful. My dear listening friends, this passage speaks of being established through faith and truth. How can you be established in faith and truth in your walk, you might ask? Well, that's easy. By practicing and exercising your faith truthfully. Simple as that. Can you say, Lahit Amen to that? My. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. And now a preached altar call in a church service.
Ask Jesus to come in your life. Make him the Lord of your life. Turn away from the wickedness and the sin of this world right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
My dear friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in today, because you have faith and truth that no one can take away from you. Tonight's program needs support in January to keep it on in February. That's very important. The bills will start coming in again in another couple of weeks. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night while it is still on the air for a fresh new program to frequency 5070. That's 7 p.m. Eastern, 5070, Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time zone. Thank you, and God bless you. Here are some letters I received recently. Initials D.B. from Michigan. Dear God's Watchman, Post Office Box 122, Lyle, New York, 13797. Thank you for your program on Wednesdays, 5070. May the Lord continue to use you to warn us here in the USA, and support was also enclosed. Thank you, my dear friend, for helping 5070 stay on the air. Also, a note from Brother Bill in Michigan. Dear Brother Johnson, again, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y, 13797. I very much enjoy your program, Your Friend in Christ. And he also enclosed support. Thank you, my dear friend, for your help keeping all the science programs on the air. My friends, this is a kind of blessing and encouragement I need to keep me going as I pour out my heart to you and to all the world to warn all peoples of the earth and get them tribulation and second coming ready. Thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me help them. Amen and amen.
I like the way you say, my, hallelujah. I think you're great. Good, like you should. Okay, Brother Johnson, take care. You have a nice evening. Have a nice day, Brother Johnson. JBA, Jewish Blind American. I'm proud of it.
That was my friend down in Florida. Thanks, Brother Maranatha. Now, my dear friends, I am about to give you my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to write it down, or you can even dial it as I say it. Please get your phone ready to dial or your pen and paper ready. Here it comes, one time, very slowly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thank you so much, my friends. You are such a blessing for being here with me tonight on Signs International Radio, as we all get ready to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah, amen. He is coming soon. Can't you see the signs? Signs listeners are the best. And Signs Radio cannot stay on the air without your support. And remember, you are loved, even if you can't send an offering, and that's the true truth.
I love you.
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 And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.